Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Zvachim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Ches, Amma, Rabbi Shimon. Im Re'isa Shemen, if you see oil, Mischalak B'Yazara, being given out in the Yazara for the Kehanim to eat, in at the Tzorach Lishol Mahu, you don't have to ask what carbon it's from. Ella, rather, it could only be one of two things. The first possibility, it's Moisar, what's left over, Rekike Minchais Yisrael. The wafer-like nincha karbanos brought by Yisrael. Now, there are lots of carbon minchas, many different types of menachas. Almost all of them require oil. And of course, the base is the flour. With some carbon minchas, the oil is added to the dough. On the other hand, by some of them, it's fried first. And some are baked first. Now, out of all the carbon minchas, that's shayach, that it's brought by someone who's not a kayin, the only time you could have some of its oil remaining to be eaten would be the wafer-like mincha, the rekikim. Why? Because that's the only type where the oil doesn't mamish mix in with the mincha before it's brought. With the rekikim, with the wafer mincha, some of the oil is mixed in with the wafer. The rest is given to the kanim to eat. Now, a kayin's mincha and its oil is never eaten. It's completely burnt on the Mizbech. So again, if you see oil being given out in the Yazara, it could be to Moisa Rekike Minchas Yisrael, which according to Rav Shimon is given to the Kehanim. Some is shmid on the wafer, the other is given to the Kehanim. It could also be V'loig Shem and Shem Metzayda, from the leftover loig of oil brought by a Metzayda. As we have already explained, besides for the Karbonis, the Metzayda, who's finished, or he's almost finished, he's in the process of becoming tar, he also brings a leg of oil. Now, the Kayan spritzes some of the oil toward the Kaddish HaKadoshim, puts some on the Metzayra's right ear, thumb and toe. The rest of the oil is given to the Kehanim to eat. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Im Re'isa Shemen Shunosn Al Gabi Yishim, and if you see oil in the Beis HaMikdash being put on the fires of the Mizbeach, Einat Tetzarach Lishol Mahu, you don't have to ask, what is this, from what carbon did this oil come from? Ella rather, Moisir is the leftover from either Rikike Minchas Kehanim or Uminchas Kainam Shech. Rikike Minchas Kehanim are these wafer minachas brought by Kehanim. According to Rav Shimon, you're going to have some leftover oil, but like any mincha or part of a mincha brought by a Kain, then it has to be burnt in the Mizbeach. Now, what's Minchas Kainam Shech? The Kain God has to bring a mincha every day. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. We discussed this earlier on. The Rambam says even a regular kohen, on the day he starts doing the avodah, he brings this mincha. Now, there's a lot more oil here than a regular menachas. There's 3 loig per isarain. How much is a loig? Well, the shear for kiddush is a quarter of a loig, and that's anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So you have 3 loig per isarain. And also with this mincha, it doesn't get absorbed so much, because it's baked before it's fried with the oil. So much of the oil remains on its own, and that's the oil that's burnt on the Mizbeach. Well, maybe someone just plain donated oil. So how do I know it's from the Karbanis that are listed in the Mishnah? Well, the answer is She'ein Misnadvim Shemen, because you can't just plain donate oil. So neither the Shemen that's being given out to the Kehanim or the Shemen that's burnt on the Mizbeach is plain oil that was donated. At least the first Shita holds away. Reb Tarfon says, Misnadvim Shemen, you could donate oil, Stamazeas and Adava, and it's brought and burnt on the Mizbeach. It has to be at least a loig, it's burnt on its own. And the Batanu says that the Alacha is like Reb Tarfon. And that's the Alacha. You could donate plain wine, though it can't be less than 3 loig of wine. And it's poured on the fire, and it's burnt over there. When you're pouring it on the fire, you're extinguishing a little bit of the fire, and the Torah says he's not allowed to do that. But being that's not his intention to extinguish the fire, it's mutter. Because we pascha like Reb Shimon explains about Tanura, that a dover shenem is chavein, if you don't intend to do it. And it's not inevitable that it's going to happen. It's not a psik resha. If you remember from the Masechta Shabbos, it's not a problem. So here he doesn't intend to extinguish the fire. And it's not for sure that it's going to happen, because it could be the fire is big enough that it won't get extinguished. Okay, so quickly chazing over, Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to one type of mincha, the wafer type, the rekikim, some of the oil is smeared on the wafer, the other part of the oil when it's brought by Yisrael is given to the Kehanim. So if you're going to see oil being given out in the Azara, it has to be from what's left over of Rekikei Minchas Yisrael, or it could also be from the Loik Shemen Shal Mitzayra. If you see oil being put on the fires of the Mizbeach, you don't have to ask what it is. It's either the extra Rekikei Minchas Kehanim, a Michas Kain is always burnt, the wafer or any leftover oil. It could also be the Michas Kain HaMashiach that he brings every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That too has a lot of oil. And the oil doesn't get absorbed very well into the Mincha because it's baked before it's fried. Again, with the Michas Kain Mashiach, the Kain Gadol brings every day, and also a Kain, when he's inaugurated through the Avoda, you're going to have this leftover oil. According to the Tanna Kamma, what it's not going to be is stam someone who donated oil. Because you don't donate plain oil. At least according to the first sheet, Rav Tarfon says that you do. It's possible to donate oil to be makrivit on its own. It would have to be at least a loig. And the Batnura told us. You can donate wine. That would have to be at least three loig. And even though it's possible that it may extinguish some of the fire in the Mizbeach, you don't intend to do it. And it's not inevitable that it's going to happen. Because if it's a very large fire, it won't get extinguished, and therefore, we pass on like Reb Shimon that a davar shem is chavein is mutter.